All right, ladies, gentlemen, dirtbags, this is Needles and Pokes, a garbage mouth podcast about tattoo culture and crap, featuring the tattoo crew of Ink and Iron Tattoo Parlor in the beautiful city of Toledo, Ohio. Follow us on Instagram at Needles and Pokes, and our shop handle, of course, is Ink and Iron Tat, all one word. We're here to talk dirty about life as tattoo artists, as nerds, and random shit we think about here at the shop. This is your proverbial peek behind the curtain, and who knows, maybe you like what you see. So, it's new year, new you.
I hope it's a new you.
Yeah, I'm trying.
God, it is a new you. You got rid of the beard.
I did.
You got this Fred Durst thing going on. You did it all for the nookie. But now you're getting no nookie.
Yeah, I...
A little ginger tuft.
I made a mistake. But it's okay, because I don't get too upset about that. It's just facial hair. There was a time when I had a pretty good beard going, like a few years ago. And I had my clippers, and I was just trying to trim it. But then the clip fell off. It wasn't snapped on very good. And it totally, like... buzzed a chunk of my beard off, and I actually got pretty emotional.
I wish you would have kept this and shaved out that.
Like I told you before, I don't have just anything to attach it to. Like
you don't need it.
It would literally look like floating pork chops. Cinnamon pork chops.
What?
Cinnamon pork chops.
Jeez.
That sounds delicious.
New Year's resolutions, or do you not give a shit about that? Or, like...
I don't give a shit about
that. I was going to say, I don't have any.
Yeah.
Clients is...
Cool, good segue.
I never take stuff away. I always add stuff.
Oh, I like that.
So, like, right now, my big thing is taking... and adding stuff to it. So I am personally going to try to make a movie at least half hour long in 2019, because I think that'd be rad.
Is this going to be a porno?
Those are easy.
It might be.
He can't last 30 minutes.
No, you clip it together.
No, your mom knows I can.
That's just, weird. She said you're too chump.
Digger's like, listen.
You have sex over like a month and just clip it all together. Wow, so true. It's like half an hour.
You just wear the same clothes.
A minute a day.
Wearing clothes? It's sex.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong.
I guess.
Let's talk about porn.
You don't wear a gimp suit?
Let's talk about porn. Let's just jump
on the list.
Let's just dive right in. We were talking about what you guys used to use back in the day for your porn muse. What was your muse, you know?
Porn muse?
Yeah, I mean, this was for me anyways. We're all pretty much the same age. This was about like the time of AOL. And like dial-up internet, so we didn't have like the instant gratification streaming shit that you can just find literally whatever you want with the click of a button. We had to work hard to
pun intended.
Yeah, to get our hands on stuff.
Awesome.
But I would say my grandpa, RIP, he was like kind of like a closet perv.
He liked jerking in the closet?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what specifically he was into, but he worked for...
Like David Carradine?
He worked for like a publishing or a magazine company or something like that, but...
You guys are killing me.
Is this making you uncomfortable, Mike?
No.
Oh.
There's stabs at you, and you're just still trying to tell the story.
I've learned I'm very numb to it.
Part of the...
It just bounces right off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just bounces off, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't even stick. I don't even hear what they're saying.
That's what she said.
But she had, my grandpa had a whole stash of magazines in his closet that I stumbled upon one time.
Crust them together.
And, yeah, that was kind of like eye-opening shit, because, like, he was a solid dude, and I still look up to him a lot, but...
Yeah. It doesn't make him not a solid
dude. No, I know, but it's
David Carradine.
Right, exactly, but yeah. It was just like, oh, this guy, he has a thing that going on that...
Now I'm interested.
Now people don't...
I have this weird feeling in my pants.
And how do I...
I mean, everybody likes sex.
Right.
There's no...
That's true.
So whether you're a grandpa, I mean, he had to have kids.
Right.
Therefore, he had to have sex.
That's true.
Is that how that works?
It is.
So it's not like a stork type thing, bringing a baby?
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees.
I think a lot of that stuff back then, too, was still more like had to be behind closed doors, you know? Like... that was
technically bad. Now it has to be behind closed doors. You don't want to do that out in public.
Well, true. I mean, I've seen people look at porn in public. At like,
I mean, I was more about the enjoyment of said pornography.
Sure, like putting it to use.
Putting it to use.
You mean you've never mixed a batch in a Meijer parking lot before?
Distribute some free literature.
A little 5-on-1.
I kind of would get creative a little bit, though. Like, you know, there were... I'll tell the story. The story is very embarrassing. Very, very embarrassing, but...
Is it going to take 20 minutes?
It's probably about 22 minutes. Back in the day of AOL, we had the whole thing where we had one home line, and if... you didn't disable call waiting. If you got a phone call, it would kick you offline. Mm-hmm. And my mom wouldn't let us use the call waiting or disable it or whatever because, you know, she had to get her phone calls. So anytime that we were using the computer to go online, we had to be able to get booted off. And... I was maybe like sixth grade, just kind of figuring out how all that stuff works. I'm still figuring it out. And I was just looking at this full screen image of a big old beaver. And it was just like loading like pixel by pixel, you know, like line by line. And I'm just like waiting to like see the goods. And it's taking forever because it's a high resolution image. And
you know what else is taking forever?
The story.
And the phone rings. It boots me off. And when it booted me off offline, like America Online froze, and I couldn't like exit out of the screen, and I was panicking. And then my mom, I could hear her coming upstairs.
Unplug the computer.
I was like trying so hard to like turn the monitor off. And like, you're just dumb and you can't find the off switch. And so she walks in and there's this half loaded pussy on the screen. And I'm like so embarrassed, and I'm just like, I just clicked on a thing and I don't know, and it came up and it wasn't me, I just hit a button and I don't know, and I shouldn't use the internet anymore, Mom, I'm really sorry. And she was like, yeah, you gotta be careful what you click on, you know. But yeah, that I definitely got caught looking at vaginas by my mom. That was bad.
Cool.
That was such a long story with no, like, conclusion.
There was a little bit of a payoff.
If we're going to go, like, cinematography-wise with this, and we really want to push the envelope of, like, good storytelling, in the cinematic universe, I think your mom walks in and then immediately throws herself down the stairs because she's so upset that... Oh my gosh, my son is looking at...
Yeah, take my 5-minute story and make it better, please. I welcome you to rewrite.
I would have said like something along the lines of like mid-stroke, my mom came in.
Were you jerking?
No, like, I wasn't.
You were just she's like, you could use a hand for that.
Staring into the
I'm not even sure that I knew.
How old were you?
I don't know. Details are fuzzy. Details are fuzzy.
See, now I had a laptop when I was a senior in high school, and we still had dial-up. And I would try and download. Wait for this to go.
God, you're so fucking unprofessional. Love it.
But I would try and download porn on it, and it would take so long. I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to try this right before I go to bed. Set it up to download while everybody's asleep so nobody
that's
can call
commitment,
and boot it up.
Dude.
And because it would take like 4 hours.
You're like,
and sure enough, I set it up one night to download this like really long high-res porn. And my fucking grandma calls at like 3 in the morning for nothing.
Your grandma
and,
calls.
And I just hear my mom answer the phone, and I'm like,
damn it, grandma.
You kicked off my porn.
You're ruining
everything. I'm not going to be able to jerk it in the morning.
That's vacation, man. Like, you're like, you had a whole system.
It's also a 30-second story, too.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, you're better than me.
I love you, Scott.
Okay. I don't really believe in New Year's resolutions either.
Oh, we're getting back to the paper.
Yeah, we're going way back.
I just think you should just be better today. Like, whatever today is, then just...
Today isn't a new year.
Sounds like a Hallmark card.
Better than last year.
Right. I mean, just, like, you know, sack up and don't be a piece of shit. I think that's basically my quote-unquote New Year's resolution. But I'm not going to wait for a new calendar year to start. I'm just going to just do it. And then
I wish you'd start.
And then probably give up tomorrow. But, you know, I don't really operate on the seasonal agenda. Mm-hmm. It's weird, though, because I have a gym membership that I've only used, like, twice in the last 4 months.
Seems like a money well spent.
Right. But now I feel like because everybody else is, like, jumping on the bandwagon. Like,
well, everybody's at the gym right now, so just take a couple months and I'll be gone and then jump back in.
Right, right. So now I'm like, now I need to purposely not use this until shit calms down.
Showing off your muscles over there, huh?
How about you, Sasquatch?
Sasquatch?
Come on, big shoots.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. Contribute, you know. You want to talk about porn or the new year? Or...
I think we've finished.
Yeah, I think we beat this subject down. Everybody has that story of AOL dial-up where we get kicked offline.
I would just steal my ex-stepdad's Playboys that would come in the mail.
Mm.
I don't know why you're not getting these things. Well, I'm stashing them in a footlocker with a padlock on it.
I will tell you this.
And I kept all my baseball cards in.
Yes.
And his Playboys.
This dude like introduced me to like my first like hardcore pornography, where it wasn't just a girl. It was like them getting after it.
Yeah.
And we copied his dad's entire collection onto like 6 hard disks, like 3 1/4 size hard disks.
Oh my god.
And I had to try to find a place to hide them at the house. And my grandpa 100% took one of those disks and started putting his financial information over top.
Didn't those things only hold like 1 MB?
Oh yeah. It was. And they were all like thumbnails, right? It wasn't even like they were like, you know, full screen, high res. It was like, oh man, that looks like something cool.
You hear that, kids? We used to like watch the scrambled porn, which I can't even get into that. But just Google it, scrambled porn. That was like
channel 22B,
flipping back and forth between
22B.
The cable box, and hopefully you'd catch a nipple at just the right moment. The thing that was fascinating to me, and that'll be the last thing I say about this, is like, there was some, like, weird social aspect to it. Like, it was always, like, me and my buddies, like, trying to, like, see a naked lady. And, looking back, like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, like, let's all get together and
jerk off.
I don't think it's that weird. I mean, the jerking off part for sure. But
would you like to sit?
But like the four of us would easily go to the strip club.
Some Pornhub though, and like watch porn together right now.
But the four of us would go to the strip club.
That's different.
And see some titties bouncing around.
Well, penetration at the strip club.
I'm trying to go to the back.
I mean, my jeans get tighter when I'm sitting there watching girls' boobies bounce.
Touche.
Touche.
All right. That's good. I'm glad we snuck that in last minute. So ham and fruit punch. Is the unofficial or official title of today's podcast.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah,
it's a good...
Colorful.
It's a good combination.
Smells great.
Ham, fruit punch, and telephone calls. That's the official title.
We're not open.
Take the phone off the hook.
Let's peel back why we're calling today's podcast Ham and Fruit Punch. We're going to talk about tattoo nightmares, stories that are true that may or may have not happened within these four walls. But Digger has a most recent anecdote to share.
This happened Saturday, so.
Fill us in.
All right. Well, I had this real frail human being sitting in my chair, and her mother informs me that she passes out sometimes just from being too close to people. So I'm like, great, we're off to a good start. So
she, was that on the waiver form?
Yeah, that's what when it says, tell us something, that's what she told us.
Really?
Did that say that, really?
It does say that.
She did really write that?
No, she didn't. Oh. She told me that when I got her back to the chair.
Well, she should have put that on the paper.
And I'm like two lines into this cat outline of a tattoo, and she asks for a moist paper towel.
Moist towelette.
And so I get up, I wet down a paper towel, and turn around, and the mom is running with a garbage can back to her daughter, who misses the garbage can. She hits the side of the garbage can and just makes a big old pile in her pants. And on my chair.
On her pants?
Can we talk about
her pants?
These pants, though.
It's what?
They're like MC Hammer pants.
They were
acid wash, denim.
They were huge. Like, they were way too big for her. She probably weighed like 60 pounds.
Oh, man.
And these jeans weighed as much as her.
Well, as much puke that came out of her. The puke weighed probably as much as this girl did.
So it's in every like nook and cranny of my chair. It's like a pile under the chair. Her legs are covered in it. It smells just like rotten meat. And so she's like, I don't know why it's so pink. And she's like, all I had today was ham and fruit punch. I'm like, that is why it's pink.
That's why
it's pink. And it was everywhere. Oh. And she tries to get up off the chair, and it's just like chunks just flopping off her jeans. And, And it was silent. It was the most silent throw up I've ever not heard because like Klein didn't even notice. Klein was like 3 feet away and didn't even know she threw up.
I didn't even know what happened until the smell hit.
I never smelled it. I just saw her running out of the corner of my eye. I was like, oh God. And I looked, I was like, oh God. That was the most puke I've ever seen come out of one
human.
Yeah,
it was so
much.
And she threw like up and it got into the bottom of the garbage can, but none got in the back. So somehow she puked around the bag into the bottom of the garbage can and Savannah cleaned that out. She almost threw up trying to clean it.
Okay, but did you finish the tattoo?
I did. She pulled her shit together. Me and her mom cleaned up all the puke.
Oh my God.
I moved
on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the worst tattoo you've ever done and 10 being the best tattoo you've ever done. Where does this cat outline
You mean
fall?
The actual tattoo or the experience?
The actual tattoo.
He fucking crushed it.
It's probably a solid middle-of-the-line tattoo.
You're going 5?
5 out of 10. I mean, I didn't draw it. Her aunt drew it.
So to pull your shit together after a client pukes on you and still crush a tattoo is probably the hardest thing that you could do.
Mm-hmm. They look just like the picture her aunt drew, so I mean, that's a win, right?
Unless her aunt can't draw.
Well, I mean, I cleaned it up, all right?
Yeah, you did.
But speaking of cleaning things up, I moved my whole, like, 120-pound chair like 4 feet over, cleaned up the pile, moved the chair back, had to clean up another pile where the chair was sitting then, and then there was just, every time I moved the chair, there was more. Like, I had to keep moving the chair back and forth.
It was, like, on the underside of the chair.
And even yesterday, I cleaned up from a tattoo yesterday and found a chunk up underneath, like, the leg rest.
Oh, my God.
Please don't, for like the
please
next
don't tell me anymore.
I would just suggest taking the chair outside and burning it.
Yeah. So Digger needs a new chair.
A lighter one also.
Yeah. One that's a little more convenient and can't have so many spots for puke to hide it. Jesus.
Oh, God. So yeah, what's maybe not the worst, because hopefully we save some content for future episodes, but what comes to mind? What's a tattoo nightmare of yours?
I mean, I've had a girl puke too, but it was like the tattoo was already done. Mm. So yeah, it was pretty impressive. Just lettering on her foot, just three little initials. And she watched it, got it done, super excited. And I like look up at her and I was like, yeah, like you're stoked? She's like, yeah, I love it. And I just watched the color flush out of her face. I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. And she goes out. She wakes back up, passes out again. I go get a towel for her, bring it back, and I hear, grab the trash can. I was like, mother. Pukes all over. She made it in the trash can, though. That was it. But still, you know, still a puking situation, which sucked. Funny thing is, took care of it, cleaned everything up. She went on her way. And probably 3 months later, I see her at a baseball game. And I don't recognize him, but her boyfriend is like waving at me like, hey, over here. And I like look and I'm like, what? He's like, do you remember me? And I'm like, no. Do you remember her? And I looked, I was like, no. He goes, she puked when she got tattooed. I was like, oh. So I go down, talk to him. She's so embarrassed because her boyfriend's embarrassing, clearly.
Right.
And
flags you down.
Yeah, like, just, you're the worst human being. Like, let the poor girl go on. But it's funny because recently she came in here. This happened probably five years ago. She just recently came in and got tattooed, and I'm like looking at her, and I'm like, you look really familiar to me. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm like,
I don't want to say.
Do you have any other tattoos? She's like, yeah. I'm like, well, where'd you get tattooed at before? She's like, oh, yeah, I got tattooed at Body Design. I'm like, oh, do you have lettering on your foot? She goes, yeah. She goes, you're the one who did it. I said, you're the one who puked. And she goes, yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't puke this time, though. She did a really good job.
Good job.
Yeah, that was awful, though.
So that was a story of redemption.
She did, yeah. Yeah. You know, sometimes you got sometimes you got to have nightmares, but then sometimes you need that redemption, and she was there.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
God bless her.
I like that you put a
positive spin on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had to. After that, ham and fruit punch story.
Yeah.
I'm glad I can't eat.
Hey,
fruit punch.
The mom tipped really well.
Doesn't make it worth it? That's a real question.
Yeah.
Did she tip you like ham and fruit punch?
Yeah. So here's a bottle of fruit punch and a chunk of ham.
Thank you.
God.
Enjoy.
Probably the worst puke story that I have from Tattoo Land actually didn't even happen to me. This dude comes in, he's getting probably like a fist size tattoo on his outer bicep, and he's wearing this cut off and he's talking all sorts of trash about how I CrossFit every day and I look, you know,
hate him already.
His arms wouldn't even fit in the sleeves if they were on. Like, just this sort of guy, right? And he's just walking around like he's the best dude in the world. So he walks into the shop and he's sitting there and, you know, he's just kind of looking at like, oh, you're getting that tattoo? Well, I'm getting this tattoo. So like everybody.
Get a kettlebell tattoo.
Right,
bro.
A kettlebell. Kettlebell and a plate, bro. So anyway, so he comes back and he's getting tattooed by my buddy, and you know, the adrenaline drop, 7 minute goes out. This dude proceeds to Ralph what only looks like cream of potato soup all down the front of himself while passed out. Jimi Hendrix style. So he's just leaning back and just... and it just dribbles down the front of him. So my boss at the time literally just pulls out his camera phone and snaps a picture of this cat.
Was it like a flip phone?
Like, no, it wasn't quite that. Oh. It was just like a little snip. But that was the kind of like, you know what? I was happy that you passed out. I was happy that you puked all over yourself just to get humbled. And I'm happy that my ex-boss fucking took a picture of it. Now, forever in the world, that exists.
That's awesome.
To humble you.
Yeah.
Cream of potato soup, though, down the front of yourself.
Yikers. I'm not... I'm going to knock on wood here that I have yet to have a client throw up during a tattoo. I've had a couple people get lightheaded. I've had a chick come down off of a trip mid-tattoo. And that was crazy because she just kind of like... I watched her transform in front of my face, and then she was like so hyper to begin with, but then she got like crazy quiet, and then she just goes, "How much for the tattoo?" And then she threw cash on my dirty toolbox and walked out. But maybe the thing that comes to mind is I was tattooing this girl's thigh, and she was not bashful about me working on her leg. She was just letting her skin just be all out there. Some people, they want to be, you know, covered except for the area that you're doing the tattoo. Some people, they just really don't care. She didn't care. And she had a certain aroma that I was a little bit too close to for comfort. The tattoo was a little...
fishy?
It was a little fishy, a little... It was a little tough to get through that piece. And it's like... I mean, I almost felt like I wanted to say something to her, like to help her, but I just ultimately decided that's... clearly not my place. So I just did the tattoo and sent her on her way. But yeah, so that was a little rough. That was stormy seas. But that's the thing, body odor and vomit, the things we have to deal with around here for giving people what they want.
Yeah, the smells are pretty common. That's a weekly... Well, not so much here, but in Bowling Green, it was. There were a lot more smells.
Lots of smells. It was a fragrant experience.
Yes.
What can a person, like the three people listening to this podcast, what can they do?
You're saying so there's that
only three of the four of us are going to listen back to it? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not ever going to listen.
You have to, because you're editing this. I won't.
What can that person do to prevent a tattoo nightmare?
Be a clean, not gross fucking person.
Yeah. First off, whenever you start talking about preparation and things like this, that would be people that don't need to hear it. The people that are already conscious about, how do I make sure that I'm the best client ever, are already pretty awesome clients.
You're starting off on the right foot.
They're not going to smell like straight shit.
You know, they're not the cat that pooped himself on the table or whatever. Like, the whole thing is that if you're a piece of shit human being, you're going to be a piece of shit and you're not going to listen to advice.
True. That's true. So,
we'll just skip over this section. You can't really prepare to not throw up. If you're going to throw up, you're going to throw up. It's not.
The best thing you can do, though, is make sure that you shower and make sure that you eat ahead of the tattoo.
For sure.
Not eating is a good punch, though.
Well, I don't know.
I feel like that's not even a proper combo.
What kind of ham are we talking
about? I've never said that.
Is it like
huge? I mean, it was chunks. So, like,
so it's probably like a steak. Yeah, it's probably like a cold ham. Like,
it wasn't a part of
the
sandwich.
Ham is probably like the worst, like, holiday food ever, right?
You have it so much, and it lingers.
Let's just get ham for Christmas. Like, why can't you have other things like steak or, you know, something different?
Tacos.
Why is ham a thing for Christmas?
It wasn't involved in a sandwich, I'll tell you that, because it was just chunks of ham.
No, I think she was literally right on the money when she told you it was ham and fruit punch. Like,
yeah.
There were no other...
In my head, I like to think of it as some sort of fruit punch marinade around a ham.
Like a rum ham?
Like a rum ham.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Ugh. Yeah, man. Ah, that's the worst.
It's so pink.
It's so pink. I don't really want to experience that, to be honest. I was in the back working on drawings, and I missed the whole thing. And I don't even feel bad about it.
You should feel bad about it, because I don't know if you remember the day before. Like, hey, give this girl a call. She wants a cat outline. I'm like, okay, Scott, I'll take it.
Hey, this chick's going to throw up everywhere. Do you want this one? Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I think my advice would be, aside from showering and eating, is just let us know, like, you know, if you are prone to passing out or...
She did let me know. It didn't help.
Yeah, well, that's your fault then.
How is that my fault? All right, here's a tip. If you pass out from being too close a proximity to people, a tattoo might not be for you. Because someone has to touch your fucking skin the whole time.
It's true. Was that her first tattoo? I should ask.
No, it wasn't. It was even her smallest tattoo. So I don't know how she made it through the first one.
I think this raises a really good point. I don't think that every single person should get a tattoo.
Right.
As a tattooer, obviously, like, sales-wise, you want to be like, everybody needs to get this. You know, if I sell widgets, I'm like, everybody needs this widget. Right. Everybody.
Right.
But I don't think everybody should get tattooed.
No.
Because some people just don't get it.
Yeah.
That's very true.
I've had a couple clients where I'm like, why are you here? And it's like a weird, like, almost like their boyfriend pressuring them or something. Like, it's always kind of this weird scenario where you almost feel like dirty that you're putting something on their skin. You're like, honey, maybe not get this. But
I also think that's really bad.
Who are we to judge?
I mean, I kind of feel like we have to judge, right?
Well, I mean, we judge, I guess.
I'm judgy.
We're very judgy, but interrupt somebody's flow of life, I guess. I don't know. I feel like if you go through
at some point, we still are businessmen, and we still have to make money in order to keep food on the table.
Well, if you go through the trouble to show up, you know, and come as prepared as you're able to get a tattoo, I feel like you've at least thought about it for a second. You thought about it on the way over here and was like, yeah, this is a good idea. But I don't know. Here's a random question. Who is your tattooer crush?
What's that even mean?
Okay, so it could be a girl or a guy.
Liz Cook.
Who's stuff that you're really jocking right now? Or just somebody, like, purely, they're hot. I like them.
Liz Cook's got everything where it needs to be. And I'm into it.
She has her own line of pigment. I feel like that's when
she could break up a happy home.
That's where you've made it. You're just like, yeah.
Wow.
This is my wife
never hears this.
Lauren knows.
He's been forthright with her about that.
Yeah. Here's the difference and this is gonna get kind of off topic, but I'll bring it back quick. The whole thing is in a relationship, if you come out and you say, look, these people, I am hardcore attracted to. I think that as long as you're honest and you say those things, you can talk about it openly in front of your significant other. So I could say...
Until they see that person, like Liz Cook, anywhere, right? Goes up to her and pulls out a switchblade and stabs her in the throat, and now you're dead.
Yeah, I was going to say,
you have to which obviously sure. You know my wife, because that 100% could happen.
You have to make sure Liz Cook is never working any of the conventions that she attends. Or it could be bad. I'm going old school with mine. She's been on my list since the beginning.
Don't say it.
I'm gonna.
Don't. If you do the KVD, you're done.
No. Okay. No, no.
Okay.
No, but related.
Hannah Hitchens. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she didn't do it for me. Well, she looks like she's 80.
Well, she looks like Katie Seagal. And I find Katie Seagal super hot.
Well, then just find her super hot. You don't have to relate somebody else to her to find them super hot.
No,
you kind of look like someone I think's really hot, so maybe you're hot too.
Well, she is. I think her tattoos are pretty cool, and I think she's an attractive lady. And I would definitely buy her dinner.
A nice seafood dinner.
Yeah, I would take her out.
Stole who you got?
I got two.
Hit me.
It's real rough for me. But one, I'll say, there are no particular order, but Amy Cornwall.
Mm.
First off, European.
Count it.
Sexy accent.
Count it.
She's tall.
Count it.
I want to climb her.
Count it.
Fucking Jungle Gym.
Count it.
That's one. Second one, American, beautiful, has the game on lock right now.
Count it.
Alex Strangler.
Oof.
Does nice, cute, simple tattoos.
I think she's too spicy for you.
She's not spicy. She's so sweet. She's like candy. She's just so sweet.
I think she's very sweet.
There's no spice there.
But she's got something going on. She's got something going on where I feel like...
I hope it's a little crazy, because you know...
That's what I'm getting at. I think she's too spicy
God,
for you.
She, you know, she's just got it going on. She's like... You know, so much more than tattooing. She does, like, you know, direct garment printing, you know, on the sticker game. She's, like, killing everything she touches. And,
So you admire her ambition.
I do. And
dude,
I
ambition
admire
is so
her
hot.
Ambition. Because that thing is...
Fruit punch.
Her ambition. Fruit punch.
God. No, her two fine hams down the back of her pants. That's Jesus. What I'm talking about.
All right, so Alex Strangler
Digger's client had ham in
is,
the front of her pants. Yeah, which is
all
weird.
Over
the
never going to guest spot at Ink and Iron, but that's okay.
I made that happen.
What you got, Digger?
Am I going to be the only one to go with a dude?
You can.
Yeah, you would.
You should.
I'm with Saga Anderson.
Never heard of her.
Okay. You don't need to. He's all mine.
He says, keep your hand dirty.
Keep your dirty, filthy hands off.
What? Dirty hands?
What is it you
strictly
admire
on tattoo
about?
Style
oh.
alone.
He doesn't right. have like a nice beard.
And he's got a nice package, you know.
Who's this? Who's this you speak of?
His jeans are a little tight.
Ink by Saga if you're on Instagram.
I honestly think that we should just keep talking and... randomly cut together something awesome.
Oh, you want a tattoo like that? Oh, yeah, well, you're fucking right.
All right, I did something last night. It was crazy. I haven't done it in a long time.
Sex.
No, not that.
Unfortunately.
Didn't do that. I DVR'd a TV show.
What?
That aired on primetime midweek TV. I didn't want to do it, but I've been seeing fucking ads for it, and it piqued my curiosity. So the
trailers did what they were supposed to.
They did. I got freaking hooked, and I hate it. I hate myself for it.
All right, pitter-patter.
I know. Yeah.
Let's get at her.
Masked Singer. It's 12 celebrities... in full costume, you can't see their face, and they battle against each other, sing a song, and they give you little nuggets of clues who they might be. And you're supposed to just continually to watch this fucking show till the bitter end to find out the identity of each of these masked singers. Some of them are professional singers. Some are not. At the end of the day, it's like, I just want a list of who they are, and then I would be done with it.
It's so weird that they strategically put together a show where you just want to find out the answer at the end.
Look, I know exactly what I'm getting myself into, and like I said, I don't like myself for it.
So you don't know who any of the singers are yet?
I have an idea who a couple of them are.
Name drop.
I think the Peacock is, I forget his real name. Alfonso
Ribeiro.
Yeah, I think Carlton is the Peacock, and
it would make sense because he was a Peacock on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Fact.
Was he really?
Yep.
That was the mascot at their school.
Yep.
Oh my god! This all makes sense. That's probably right now. And then I think the lion is Carrie Underwood. But it's kind of interesting because she's not singing like super country.
Carrie Underwood was in The Wizard of Oz, the remake on TV.
Was she a lion?
No. She was Dorothy, but.
Oh. Hmm. Hmm. Yeah, so, but like I'm going to spoil it, but because it was the first episode, the first person to get kicked off because they like whittle it down was Antonio Brown. Mm. And he was not very good.
What was he dressed as?
I think a hippo. Mm. Hippo? Rhino? A large mammal?
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. I can't afford to keep vesting interest in this show, but maybe...
Let's look. I'm gonna look up some facts.
Anyways, I'm just confessing. I'm into watching garbage TV right now. And what are you guys watching? I still haven't seen Bird Box yet.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Everybody's talking about it.
It was entertaining, I suppose.
I've heard that it was similar to A Quiet Place, which I really enjoyed.
I've heard that also.
Except for the fact that it didn't follow its own rules very well. And as I know from experience, that drives my client crazy.
Fact. Look, if you are going to have rules that you give me as a writer into your world, then... why do those things not exist across the board? For example, I'm going to totally spoil A Quiet Place. Quiet Place, these creatures, these aliens, react to sound. So wherever there's sound, all of a sudden, these creatures come. So the whole premise is that this family is chilling in this house. They have to be quiet. When they go out to search for food and stuff, they're following these quiet paths. They don't ever make noise. Get it. What is annoying is that then they go into these noisy areas so that they can speak freely.
Is this your 32-second rant?
No.
Oh, damn it.
But what's crazy is, so then why wouldn't you just get a radio, the loudest radio that you could concoct, put it together in this place, and just pump the volume across town?
Build a sound wall, if you will.
A wall of sound.
Or just live by a waterfall.
problem
solved.
That's where they go to talk. They don't live.
They don't live by
the waterfall. That's just where they...
Family meeting. Let's go to the safe place.
Let's go to the waterfall.
The only place we won't get eaten if we talk.
Also in this world, they like boned and had a baby.
Right.
And yes, you're like...
That's a poor choice.
You're like, why? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Condoms still exist in this world.
Well,
and babies can't.
Or the pull and pray, or.
But here's the thing, though.
Bust on her stomach? Like,
you think they were having sex quietly?
They
would have to.
Or by the waterfall.
Yeah, they're in the waterfall just getting after it.
Mike, that brings up a good segue. What is your 32 seconds of savagery? Do we need to get our stopwatches out?
Yes.
Yes.
Because this is something that I could go 10 hours on.
I'm so excited.
What is the topic?
Well, I'm going to get into that.
Well, I mean, it's not part of your 32 seconds. We got.
Well, dead time. I just don't know what. I don't know what the rules are.
We got dead time right now, so keep rolling.
I'm pulled up.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
On your mark, get set, go. 32.
So the thing that annoys me a whole lot is when people are not accountable for their actions. They blame everybody else for the shit that's going wrong in their life. I personally can't stand this. Jump off the top of the tallest building you can find because. Honestly, I just think it's absolute dog shit. In today's day and age, you should be able to be accountable for the things that are going on in your life. You should 100% say, I'm not a victim of circumstance. I'm the type of person that can take control of my life and do the things that are super important in order to become a better person.
That was like perfect.
Count it.
And it was very...
I didn't feel like it was that savage.
One thing about the savage is that it pisses me off, so it makes me angry.
Right.
And when I'm angry, you won't like me when I'm angry.
Ooh, so, you like the Incredible Hulk.
I'm like the Incredible Panda. But what is
Kung Fu Panda?
Kung Fu Panda, if you will. But the big thing about the savagery is every single time that I do this segment, I'm going to come up with a different way for people to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Off building.
Okay. You're not
walking into traffic, fork in a light socket.
You're not condoning violence. You're just.
I'm condoning violence.
Okay.
I'm condoning self-inflicted violence.
Okay.
I would like for you to jump off a building if you're one of those people that's like, everything around me sucks and it's everybody else's fault.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'd jump off the building, but the security guard wouldn't let me jump off the building.
Yeah,
so it's
tried.
His fault.
Tried.
I couldn't jump off the building.
Too much wind. Okay. We slacked a little bit on our drawings.
Did we?
Yeah, because I was supposed to do because I was tattooing last week.
Yeah.
So I got thrown out there and I didn't really remember and totally forgot. So.
But it's okay because they're still going to be published before this podcast is uploaded. So we will. Double down, you and me, buddy.
Do you think that we should draw all these things and create a book?
Once
we're done.
That is actually the plan. We're gonna post them on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So you can go on to the Needles and Pokes Instagram handle and see all of these wacky drawings. And for as long as we're doing the podcast, we're gonna be doing this challenge. Maybe, you know, there'll be like 50-100 drawings, and they're going to be silly, but I think it'd be a dream come true to tattoo some of these because they're so goofy. So I'll start for this week. I still got to finish up my Super Soaker Dick mandala that's coming at you, but
literally coming.
But for today, my subject is a rose. All right. In the style of watercolor.
I'm glad you got that card.
Yeah, it's same.
And my wild card is
the dick card back in there.
Add a mustache. I already got add a mustache.
Yes, on my add another one.
Devil woman.
Pick a different one though.
Nope, do it. You can't repick.
How about I pick one more, and if it's better, I'll do it. Because there's no rules.
I believe there are.
Subject rules. Eating another subject. Yes, I'm doing that for sure. Okay, so Rose eating another something in watercolor style. Cool. Neo, Digger, what you got?
That subject is a body part.
Mm-hmm.
Style is mandala geometric. Jesus.
Dick Mandela, round two.
Wild card is incorporate hot pink. I just had to do hot fucking pink for the bubblegum thing.
You did hot pink too when the ham fruit punch came up.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm keeping
up. He's like, I got an idea.
Inspiration. That's not the right way for this.
Oh,
all right.
Let's see here.
Keep this going.
Whew. The subject is girlhead, perf. Absolutely perf.
Did you look at the cards first?
My head's out looking upward. The style is stipple crosshatch.
Well, you sucked it all up.
And what's this wild card?
I hope it's add a dick.
Add a dick. Nope.
Nope.
What the hell does that say?
Subject masturbates on an animal.
No, it doesn't masturbate. What does that say? What does that say? What was I supposed to say?
It says matates. Matates.
Matates.
With an animal.
With an animal. Hold on.
I don't know what the hell I wrote.
Can I get rid of this then?
Let me see this. Mutates. Mutates. Subject mutates with an animal.
Okay. That's easy.
Okay. I got the best one.
Matates.
Is that what that's supposed to say, though? Mutate. I don't know.
Yeah. I did very, very late at
you
night.
You gave him something he already does.
I did. He picked it.
Keep it at least this week, so don't forget.
A mythical beast.
That's a good one.
You're a good one. With Traddy Flash.
You're going to crush this one.
No, it's not.
I need a wild.
He's scared.
A mythical beast, Traddy Flash, in this. No, I can't do Traddy and the Simpsons. Sure, that's two styles. Sure.
You can't do a mythical beast from.
How are you going to do it traditional and in the style of Simpsons?
Oh, I don't know if you know this or not, but like, the Simpsons are pretty, like, you can make Simpsons very traditional.
Just shade it traditional.
Yeah, dude.
Look, I'll punch every one of you.
Oh.
Whose idea was it to have a style pile and then have wild cards to say in the style of?
The dummy that made it that's wearing the Fred Durst fucking facial hair.
Okay, in the style of Simpsons.
I want to break things!
You can still, you can do Simpsons watercolor, you can do Simpsons geometric, you can still do Simpsons inspired in any style.
Oh, it's fine. I'll come up with a mythical Simpsons character. And go traditional.
There you go.
There it is.
I'm not saying I can't do it.
You just don't want to.
I mean, maybe not.
We should probably stop now. We should stop talking.
No, okay, so here's the thing, for real. For real, for real.
For real, for real?
I think that our podcast having all of these, like, points and stuff are cool. I kind of feel like we get stuck in one rut. And then try to push along to the next thing. Maybe not every podcast is an hour.
No.
You know what I mean? So, like, maybe instead of us, like, coming up with 100 points, we're like, ham and fruit punch, today is short and sweet. And, you know, we only do it for 10 minutes because it's just like, dude, this is what the podcast calls for today. I think sometimes we get, like, really...
We probably could like, try to stretch our stories today.
Well, that's part of the podcast, though, is to... wander off and have fun.
Well, that's where I'm kind of getting at. It feels like it's not fun. Like we're trying to like force it a little bit.
I mean,
are you trying to quit right now?
No.
Yeah, you sound like a quitter.
No.
Maybe me, Scott, and Digger will just do the podcast. See ya. Pitter patter.
I'm just saying.
Mike, this is not the time.
We have to take notes and
is
stuff.
This part of the podcast.
This is
complaining about the podcast.
Next podcast is complaining about the podcast.
Mike, your comments will be taken under advisement. And
Scott, can I talk to you in the kitchen?
Yes. Be sure to check us all out on Instagram, on the social medias,
on Grindr.
On, yep, Digger's got his Grindr tattoo page.
With Gamma Ray or whatever the tattooer that he likes.
Yeah. Gamma Ray.
Gamma Ray.
Gamma Ray. Is his name Ray and he just goes Sauron. Gamma Ray?
Everybody throw out their handles real fast.
Mike_Stahl.
Tattoos by Digger.
Scott Beloved.
Are you going to change that?
I'm trying to hand out business cards as fast as I can.
Oh, you're not fast enough.
At PandaTat.
How is it I've been here less than you have, and I've already gone through a box of business cards and you haven't?
Because I'm terrible.
Just checking.
A guy who goes to bars more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
With sober intentions. Hey, I can literally hand out business cards to everyone.
I hate talking about tattoos when I'm playing at the bar, though.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Hey, man, I want this tattoo. Oh, here's his business card. Have a good day.
Talk to me later. Bye.
You guys are so wise. Needles and Pokes, episode 2 is in the books. That's all we got for today. Until we meet again, fellas. Happy tattooing.
What about the ladies?
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Hey, sexist. They didn't fucking come, so they don't get any shout outs.
You give them the short end of the stick.
What about the ones listening? You just said, have a good one, fellas.
Well, I was talking to you, fellas.
Oh, of course. Well, you're not looking at us.
Hey, ladies out there. Hope you're
not close enough to the microphone for that to pick up, Scott.
Hey, all you ladies out there. This is Wild Scott. Hope you have a real, real nice time in 2019.
2019?
As you can see, I don't know how to talk to the ladies.
February 19th, Scott.
It's real awkward. Okay, bye.